What was it like for you to have a friend be wounded and die in your arms?
It was a very sad, painful, confused. I never expected it for it to get to that level. I never thought it would. It's something that, you know, if you were to tell me beforehand, I'd say that's never going to happen. And, you know, when he was stabbed, it was a moment there where I was shocked, and I'm pretty sure all my other friends there was really shocked. But we had to wake up and try to do what we had to do to save him. And,
were you yourself involved in any of the violence at that time?
I was involved with a lot of violence. I mean, because, you know, I was never a fully violent person. Like, I wouldn't just go out there and want to beat somebody up and fight somebody for no reason. But if a situation, you know, arised and somebody challenged me, I would. You know, that would be my first instinct, is to go out there and to fight and to really get at this person. So going through that experience really gave me another way to look at situations. I really started to realize that there's other ways of handling my conflict. And once I started, you know, if I got into a conflict with somebody else and I just took a minute to start talking to the person, I realized that the other person really don't want to fight either. You know, so it's really taking the time to express the way you feel and to listen to how the person feels. You know, so that experience fully changed my life.
As early as seventh grade, adults around Tajay Gaynor had spotted the makings of a peacemaker. That year, he became a peer mediator at school and began developing the skills needed to hear people out and to help them find common ground amid the turf fights, the romantic rivalries, and the emotional insecurities that can turn adolescence into a battlefield. He later began training other young people in the art of peer mediation, all of which gave Tajay Gaynor the perspective to step back and observe how conflict can combust.
Well, the biggest thing is that, you know, when people in general get into conflict with other people, our first instinct is to be very angry and upset and show blame. And, you know, by learning these different things, I realized that what I need to do is actually stop, breathe for a second, and just explain to the person exactly how I feel in a very non-threatening way. It's not making me less of a person. It's actually making me become more of a person, because somebody needs to take that initiative. And if the other person isn't trained to be able to do that, and I am, then obviously the responsibility lies upon me. So I can actually stop for a second, breathe, and start talking very slow and say, okay, look, this is how I'm feeling at this exact moment, okay? And usually when I do that, it calms the other person down to the point to where they then in turn can explain exactly how they feel. And then from there, it's basically you guys figuring out how you can solve it in a very peaceful way. In reality, a lot of people do not want to fight. And when fights happen, it's because of instigators, because of everybody else that wants to see a fight happen, who will never want to jump in the fight and fight themselves, you know? So if you learn how to handle yourself in that conflict, you can squash almost any beef people would have.